This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It's shaping up to be a busy recess for House Democrats involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has told members of his panel to be ready to return to Washington during the two-week break. Depositions have been lined up for a number of State Department officials before two other committees, and Schiff tells ABC's This Week his committee wants to hear from others, especially those cited in the whistleblower complaint.
Look at the courage that he or she has demonstrated. And follow that example, because we are dependent on people of good conscience coming forward.
Schiff says they haven't decided yet to call President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani tells ABC's This Week that if he's asked, it would be up to Trump.
If he decides that he wants me to testify, of course I'll testify.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
AP's Matt Small says President Trump is lashing out his Democrats as they march toward an impeachment vote.
In a series of tweets last night, President Trump says he deserves to meet the person behind the whistleblower complaint, someone he calls his accuser, as well as whoever gave that person what the president says was largely incorrect information. Trump also accuses Democrats of doing great harm to the country, all in an effort to destabilize the nation and the 2020 election.
That is AP's Matt Small. Former Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's Conservative Party has won the snap election he called when his government collapsed. With most of the votes counted, the People's Party won 37% of the vote. Kurz's government collapsed in May after a video emerged showing leaders of his coalition partner cozying up to Russian oligarchs. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 20,000 Russians rallied in Moscow on Sunday to demand the release of protesters jailed in what Kremlin opponents say is a campaign to stifle dissent. Reuters' Emmer McCarthy reports.
More than 20,000 people rallied in Moscow on Sunday to demand the release of protesters that have been jailed in what Kremlin opponents say is a campaign to stifle dissent. Russian opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny joined Sunday's protest, hopeful that more prisoners will be released. The detained protesters were arrested during demonstrations that have been ongoing since July against the exclusion of many opposition candidates from a Moscow election. Authorities say they were breaking the law and that the protests had to be dispersed as they had not been authorised and were therefore illegal. Sunday's rally was authorised by the city's mayor's office, meaning mass detentions are less likely to occur.
That is Reuters' Emmer McCarthy reporting. Just one in five registered voters took part in Afghanistan's election on Saturday, and it's raising fears that an unclear result could drive further instability. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Voter disinterest and Taliban threats appear to have dampened turnout in Afghanistan's presidential election, raising concerns that an unclear result could drive the war-torn country into further chaos. Previous elections have been marred by dozens of deaths, allegations of voter fraud, and accusations that the Election Commission was not independent. Issues that hung over Saturday's vote. In what is seen as a test of the Western-backed government's ability to protect democracy against Taliban attempts to derail it, those who did emerge from the voting booth said they want their choices to be respected. The days after voting may also be fraught. After the last election, the Taliban often attacked those transporting ballot boxes from local centres to larger regional offices for counting. Preliminary results are not expected until October the 19th.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. Hong Kong is cleaning up from weekend violence. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
A battered and bruised Hong Kong rushed to clean up on Monday ahead of the October 1st National Day. It's Communist China's 70th birthday, and authorities here are eager to put their best face forward. But anti-government protesters have other ideas and plan to take to the streets. Their movement escalated over the weekend with some of the most violent clashes since demonstrations kicked off in June. Protesters threw petrol bombs and set fires, sometimes targeting government offices. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons.
From Washington, this is VOA News.